You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant has now spread to more than 104 countries, contributing to an increase in case numbers and deaths. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says higher income countries that have managed to vaccinate their populations are starting to view the pandemic as not their problem. And he singled out Pfizer and Moderna for criticism for starting to arrange provision of booster shots to those countries.
Instead of Moderna and Pfizer prioritizing the supply of vaccines as boosters to countries whose populations have relatively high coverage, we need them to go all out to channel supply to COVAX, the Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Team, and low and middle income countries which have very low vaccine coverage.
The head of the WHO's emergencies program, Mike Ryan, says the world will look back in anger and in shame if rich countries use vaccines for booster shots at a time when unvaccinated people in other nations are still dying.
I think the DG is clear. He's not saying that companies should hold off on making a decision whether they do booster doses or go for all out for vaccinating the most vulnerable. The data is clear. The people who are most vulnerable are dying. The health workers on the front line are unprotected.
In the United Kingdom, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging people in England to be cautious next week when nearly all the remaining COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. From July 19, England will be the first nation in the UK to lift the legal requirement to wear masks and for people to keep their physical distance.
It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over. This disease, coronavirus, continues to carry risks for you and your family. We cannot simply revert instantly from Monday the 19th of July to life as it was before COVID.
COVID-19 vaccinations will be mandatory for all health workers in France. Under new rules announced by President Emmanuel Macron, all healthcare workers must be fully vaccinated by September. From August, health passes will need to be shown at shops, bars and cinemas and by anyone wanting to take a long-distance train journey. The passes will show either proof of vaccination or evidence of a recent negative COVID test. President Macron says vaccinations for the general public will not be compulsory, but he's strongly encouraging inoculations.
Vous l'avez compris? La vaccination n'est pas tout de suite obligatoire pour tout le monde, mais nous allons étendre.
As you've understood, vaccinations are not immediately mandatory for everyone. But we will extend as much as possible the health pass to push as many of you to get vaccinated as possible.
Healthcare workers in Greece will be suspended if they refuse to get vaccinated. Beginning on the 16th of August, staff at nursing homes will be suspended if they fail to book a vaccination appointment, with a similar policy to be introduced in September to cover state-run and private hospitals. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis announced the new measures in a televised address.
Καθίσταται υποχρεωτικός ο άμεσος εμβολιασμός των εργαζόμενων σε μονάδες φροντίδας ηλικιωμένων.
The immediate vaccination of workers who care for the elderly in nursing homes, which is the most vulnerable category, becomes mandatory. Those who do not vaccinate will be suspended from work beginning on August 16 because it is not possible for people who are supposed to protect those who are most at risk to be the same potential carriers of that risk.
Starting on Friday and until the end of August, all indoor commercial areas, including bars, cinemas and theatres, will only be available to those who are vaccinated. The new restrictions will apply nationwide, including on the Greek islands. COVID-19 infections in Greece have surged since late June, with the number of daily infections per 100,000 residents rising from 3.5 on June 24 to the current levels above 17 as a seven-day rolling average. Just over 40% of the country's population has been fully vaccinated. Greg Diet, SBS News.